Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got Dave Archer joining us, Mike, here at Twin Peaks. And you know, we were talking all things, still during the break, and just hearing you guys break it down, I'm just kind of like got my mouth open, like, hey, what, mid-zone? Wait, what? Huh? What does that mean? But one of the things that we've seen, Archer.
You kind of have stand there with your mouth open anyway with stuff running out of your mouth, so that's not like anything new.
You know, you can't be nice to me. I'm used to this from Wes, but you too.
Golly, man, y'all are going to make it feel over.
Mike does.
Well, I can't wait for everybody to come down here and see the outfit you're going to wear this afternoon when you get off, because you're going to join the girls and start serving.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
It'll be a lot of fun.
James told me
show up for that one.
Yeah. James told me he'd pay me in beer. Yeah. So I said, yeah, okay. I'll work.
Yeah. It's an easy payment.
One of the things we've seen the last few weeks, I feel like a lot of, is teams, defenses, coordinators, they've taken Bijan out of the passing game because they've sent a lot of those A-gap blitzes, right? And Bijan's having to step up. Mike and I, and Mike has proclaimed it, and I'm on board that he's probably, if not, the best blocking running back in the league. But our defense is going to have to maybe calm down with that with Penix, because I don't think Penix is this dual threat, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen type quarterback. But I do think he's a guy that if he sees the middle of the field open, he can find his way out, and now he can hit the accelerator and get 7 to 15 yards.
Well, in all actuality, if you're coming with pressure like that, you're taking away the gaps to escape is the theory on it. Now, Justin Simmons didn't do that against Darnold, and he got out of the pocket and threw the touchdown pass.
Rough.
But that's the idea, is you're going to flood the protection with more than we can block, probably, or you're going to get everybody one-on-one up front, and it's not going to create any avenues to get out. It will be interesting to see how much they've got. Two good edge rushers. Thibodeau can come off the edge. We know Brian Burns can come off the edge. So they got two guys, even though they've got injuries. Ojulari's hurt. Obviously, they don't have the big dude in the middle in Lawrence, who really he leads them in sacks with 9 sacks from the defensive tackle position. Those two guys won't play, but they still have two guys that can heat you up. I think they got 40-plus sacks on the year. So, but it will be interesting to see how much they maybe change, because you can bet going in, and I know you've talked about it, Mikey, going into the games, people weren't overly worried about the quarterback not being between the tackles somewhere for this team.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, you're going to be able to change the launch point a little bit more, and Michael has the ability, as Bo's suggesting, to escape and climb through the pocket, because that's where you don't want the quarterback. If you can stay on the same level he is, and that's what we've done so well in pass rushing, and I'd be interested to hear what you have to say about this, Mike, is 13 sacks in the last 3 games. You go back and look at our pass rush in the last 3 games and then go before that. They're doing a really good job of rushing the passer in concert with one another, and they're not going past the quarterback. They're not getting behind him, because if they get behind him, that's when the creases open up for the quarterback to slide through or climb in the pocket. But because they're rushing together and staying on kind of the same level, the only place to go for me as a QB is to go one way or the other out. And now I'm going horizontal line of scrimmage, which is hard. And now I've cut the field in half. and I'm trying to make an awkward throw on the move. That's what you want to flush. That's where you want to flush the quarterback. And there's probably certain analytics that tell you flushing one way more than the other. And some would say, you know, you don't want him to be able to flush into his arm side. But I think that's what you're looking for from the pass rush when you get back to the A-gap blitzes. I don't think they're going to change that. I think that's something they're going to continue to come with, because the number one thing you said was it takes Bijan out of the passing game.
Yeah.
So you have to touch them down. If they're going to play man coverage or play fire zone, you have to touch them down the field with the football, because they're giving up a zone or they're playing man coverage and we have to win. And so they're it's a man-on-man deal. We're better than you are is what they're telling you.
Yeah.
Right, Mike?
I mean, you're spot on, and I love what you're talking about, levels of the defense and pass rush. And you tell me if I'm wrong, one of the things that I have noticed recently, I used to – pine for this earlier in the year. Eddie Goldman, I love that he's been getting more snaps and early downs, because I think that's what he does. I think he just holds the point in the middle. He kind of builds that fence, you know, in the interior three, and allows everybody else to kind of do their job. Here's what I will say, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on this, about the double A gap mugs, all the problems you've been presented with on third down with Kirk Cousins the last few weeks. I don't think you're just putting Michael Penix up to bat, and I don't think it's so much as like, hey, I'm going to walk these guys up and blitz them and force Bijan to pick it up. I think it's both, we're going to blitz him and we're going to show it. And I think it's not only Michael Penix is up to bat, I think it's Zach Robinson that's up to bat. I think it's, hey, show us that you have put something in that changes protection, that allows you to do different things. Maybe you slide the offensive line. Maybe Warner, you know, picks up an end if Brian Burns is out. There's different things you can do in those situations. And I never really saw any adjustments. You know, those guys are getting their hands up. They're right in front of Kirk. Even when he's getting the ball out, they're batting it down because they know it's coming out right now. And so I'll be curious to see not only how Michael Penix reacts when they get those looks on third down, but if there's anything else that's been incorporated into those, you know, into those game planning notes in terms of how else they can get Bijan out in a route.
Well, if you're going to bring more, as you know, Mike, if they bring more than we can block, or they bring someone that's not accounted for. See, the offensive line comes, and this is football 101, and most of our listeners probably know. But when they're pointing at a guy, okay, they're pointing at the guy that the offensive line is going to be responsible for, and then the extra guy is the backs guy, okay? So you're declaring who the five guys are that the five guys up front are going to block. And then the back counteracts off of that. Okay, that's my guy over here if he comes. Well, what they're doing is they're bringing that extra guy, and it's keeping Bijan in the game. So the only way to get out of it, Mike talked about sliding the line, and maybe you've got an extra blocker in there as a tight end. I don't really want Charlie Warner, Brock and Brian Burns.
Yes.
I don't really want
that.
That's
not the best case scenario.
I remember playing. I never really wanted my tight end on one of their feature fire breathers coming off the edge. So, but it is a change up. But the only way to get Bijan out is now you're going to have to go hot. And so that means now you can hurt him pretty badly, but if they've got it covered, let's say the guy, they're going to rock a safety down in the box, they're going to bring the extra backer, that's Bijan's guy, we're going to squeeze up front in the offensive line, turn the most dangerous man loose off of the edge, and I'm going to throw hot. You only got one place to throw it now, you know, and so it kind of restricts you a little bit. So it'll be interesting. That's the whole cat and mouse stuff. I completely hear you about what Zach Robinson, maybe his adjustments and what can he free up with Michael in the game, his ability to throw the football down the field, his quick decision. Because you go back and look at him at Washington, some really quick decisions. They tried to heat Penix up at Washington, too, and people paid the price.
Yeah, they did.
So it'll be interesting to see if he can incorporate some of the stuff we saw at Washington to give him that less opportunity to shoot the ball out of there. But it may be that there's some guys that aren't capable of doing what you're asking them to do, and that's the part that scares you.
Well, I think it is, and I'll let you know. I know that Bo's chomping at the bit to jump in, but it's just a personnel thing, and I think you have to show multiple looks. It can't just simply be we're going to have five men in Bijan, and Bijan has the A gap.
Like no question.
And that's what we've shown 9 times out of 10 this year. So, I think it's up to Zach to at least show one other, you know, option at that point.
Well, and that's where the quarterback moving, if you're going to move the quarterback so you're going to change his launch point. And I'm not just talking about offsetting behind the tackle, because what we've been doing with Kirk is we've gone like play action and offsetting behind the tackle. That's not really doing anything for the protection. But if we're going to get him outside the pocket, we're going to pin and get him outside the pocket. Now, all of a sudden, I got to be careful about coming because now all of a sudden they've just washed six of my players mm-hmm. off of the map. Mm-hmm. And I've got five guys back here, and I've got a quarterback on the move on the outside, and I'm man coverage in the secondary. That's a problem.
Elephants on parade, Arthur. Yeah. You know, I mean, just straight down the line of scrimmage.
That was actually an answer to what I was going to ask is how you incorporate those things, how you do that. One of the things, we went back and watched some of his stuff against Texas last year, and you mentioned how quickly he gets the ball out when he sees something coming. I was kind of surprised. I didn't watch a ton of Penix in college. But when you go back and you do watch the stuff, he gets the ball quickly. But the other thing is talk about his pocket presence and with his feel and his feet, because he seems to be a guy that can kind of just kind of keep dancing. I don't want to say dancing. I think the proper term you guys would use is glide around and move your feet. But talk about what he's in the pocket, moving around and then getting the ball out.
Well, and real quickly on what you said before, with him getting the ball out, and you watch the Texas tape, and I'm sure there's other tapes you guys looked at, the Oregon games and stuff like that. But remember, he played in Kalen DeBoer's offense for two seasons. So, you're talking about a lot of reps in where Odunze is going to be, where Millen's going to be. Yeah. And so there's going to be an adjustment period for him getting used to where Drake is or where Ray Ray is. So there may be that hesitancy to maybe turn it loose because he hadn't seen it yet. What was the back end of your party you were talking about?
His
pocket awareness.
His presence,
if you go back and look at his tape, and I know that's what we're basing this on, is what we saw from his evaluations for the draft, that was the thing that impressed me the most. Even his arm strength and his ability to throw the ball vertically down the field, which he was a monster at that, was his ability to move in the pocket and not lose his definition of throwing the football, his ability to turn it loose quick. He would move and slide in the pocket, and it's sliding. You're sliding to the open spot. Pocket awareness, a lot of people use that term. But it's just a matter of feeling the pressure, sliding, but still throwing and staying in a throwing position. All of a sudden, you change your body, and now you can't get anything on the ball. We've seen a little bit of that over the last few weeks. Michael's pretty good at that. Now, again, we're basing this, again, off of tape from 12 months ago, right?
Yeah,
He hasn't had a chance to play much, and so there's going to be a little bit of rustiness. Going to have to live with some of that, and that may be what you were talking about early on, how Zach calls the game to get him comfortable in the game. And once he gets comfortable, I think you cut him loose.
Yeah. Look,
you want to cut him loose right off the bat.
I do. I'm
like
going
it.
Four verticals on
I
the first
it.
Play.
Yeah, I love it.
All nines, right? Look, man, we can talk till we're blue in the face. That's what we're going to continue to do, man. Dave Archer's going to stick with us one more segment.